a list of symmetries. In the website of the course, there is a table that lists different kinds of symmetries. And if you have a system where, during a transformation, where you're, rotating a molecule and one point is held fixed, that's called a point symmetry. And there are 32 classes of point symmetries. So a molecule falls into one of these classes, and when it falls into the class, there may be a bunch of symmetries. Rotation about this axis, about that axis, and so forth. But all of them can be classified into one of these 32 classes. And I've got a table that lists these symmetries. And every one of the point symmetries can be specified by a 3x3 matrix. If you do a rotation of a vector, you multiply it by 3x3 matrix, and you can rotate it around some axis. And reflections can also be written as 3x3 matrices. And we will see if I can find this table. It's further down in the course. We're going to come back to it later, symmetries, when we talk about crystals. Yeah, it's pretty far down. Okay. This is the table. There are 32 rows, and in each row there is a point group. And when you go to the right, you see the symmetry elements all the way to the right. These are the 3x3 matrices over here, which describe the symmetries associated with this point group. And some of the point groups, some of the more symmetric ones, have a lot of symmetries. It took a lot of students to generate this table. They calculated all of the matrices for me. Symmetries are very useful. If you have a molecule you haven't seen before, you don't know the eigenfunctions, the first thing is to look for which symmetry class it falls in, and that will tell you something about the form of the eigenfunction. Okay, so I want to stop here, and we're almost done with the section of molecules, and after this we're going to go on to crystals, which are big molecules with periodic patterns. Okay, so we'll stop.